Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. If you are watching us through the magic of our YouTube webcam, you can find us at youtube.com/experiencepros or just go to experiencepros.com. We've got the bobbleheads out. Our bobbleheads are doing our bobble thing.
We do have our bobbleheads next to Eric's bunch of bananas.
A very large bunch of bananas. Our new producer, Chad, has given us a welcome to the afternoons with a lovely gift.
Yeah, and so far you're so good. You haven't had to partake in a banana.
I have been
no raspy voice.
I have been nurturing my banana.
Oh,
today
as I didn't even notice. It's like right in front of me. It's right
that
in front
big
of
thing
me.
Is my banana.
I didn't even see it there on the counter.
I've been taking care of that as we go. Markets are closed. All markets are down. The Dow Jones, the Standard Poor's 500 down by about 0.6%, and the NASDAQ down by almost 8.5%. So kind of a rough day on the stock market. Good news is we did see kind of a rally towards the end of the market, so we'll keep our eyes on that and what's going on into tomorrow.
Yeah, it's kind of scary to watch it all day long. If you're more in that day trading piece,
right? You've got money involved.
But once in the morning and once in the afternoon, that's good. That's good. Just open and close.
Makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's right? What I've heard.
And that is the theme for my household this year.
It is?
Healthy, wealthy, and wise.
All right.
So the whole idea is to make decisions, to make choices that, will improve my health.
Yes.
Right? Healthy foods, healthy activities, wealthy, think about my spending, think about my savings. What are we doing? Bringing in extra money, and wise, reading, paying attention to podcasts, a little more education. And so that was
it's a roadmap for success.
It is a roadmap for success. And so that was, the beginning of the year's plan.
Yeah.
Then January happened.
Oh.
Right. And so now we're doing a reset starting in February.
February 1
will be healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Okay. All right.
As I sit here with a Godiva truffle bar, dark chocolate, mint chocolate chip candy bar sitting in front of me, and had a very delectable lunch today. I called it the Last Supper.
The Last Supper, because you are getting ready to do that reset.
Yes, it's going to be clean eating
I'll
in February.
Be doing it with you.
Thank you.
We do that
Thank
to,
you.
To keep each other accountable so on. So I will jump into that.
I will tell you this lunch that, you're getting old when. This is like one of those jokes. You're getting old when.
It's just funny to hear you say it.
When you go out to lunch with people, and probably the first 20 minutes was everybody kind of comparing ailments.
Oh, yeah.
Of, headaches and backaches, and I hurt myself
Broken
and I fell.
Knee.
And
yeah, yeah.
Right? And I was at the chiropractor, and I was at the doctor. I had to have a CAT scan. And really, for 20 minutes, each one of us kind of comparing
to this side
our
of the
ailments. And I'm like, how sad is that?
Yeah. You haven't got there yet, but when we get there.
I am there.
Oh, gosh.
I am there. Oh, I just got a woohoo from our friend Penny.
Hey, Penny.
Listening to my friends. Thank you so much, Penny.
Thank you. We appreciate you for tuning in. And it is. It's an interactive program. So at any point in time throughout the program, if you've got something you want to comment either on a topic that we are talking about, a topic that we have talked about, or you want to leave us a fan brag, give us a call, 855-FANBRAG, 855-326-2724. Let us know who's getting it right. It's the thing that differentiates this program from everything else. It's only positive business.
It is only positive business talk. Read this on my friend's Facebook post this afternoon. He said, it's been said that William Tell and his family were avid bowlers. However, all the league records were destroyed in a fire.
Oh, no.
So we'll never know for whom the Tells bowled.
Oh, ba-dum-bum. Look at what you did there. That's a good
one.
That's
my friend Tom.
I love
a little groaner right there for you.
There. Well, here's where you won't be having your Last Supper any longer. Lone Star Steakhouse. Lone Star Steakhouse, all of the Lone Star Steakhouse restaurants have closed here in Colorado. Like, over the weekend.
You know, they do that.
Yes,
like, that's
do.
How the restaurant does it. You know, they were open. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they're closed, no notice, no warning. So all of them.
Yeah, there was the Lone Star in Lakewood was found with a sign on the door saying it's closed effective last Friday. The sign had information about final paychecks where you could pick those up if you worked for them. And when you go to Lone Star's website, they no longer list any Colorado locations. And Google shows that there were two in the Denver metro area. But get this, it's not just here. It's Illinois, Kansas, Michigan, Minnesota, and North and South Dakota. I believe you were watching the folding of a brand.
Yes. I keep freaking out about the day that the Macy's, I show up to the door at Macy's and they're closed.
Let's hope not. Headquartered in Plano, Texas, near Dallas, Lone Star was founded in 1989. And it's always kind of a sad note to see somebody who's not making it and deciding to close the doors. And it's always shocking to me the process by which they do that. It just, boom, and you don't have a job here anymore. The sign is off the wall.
Yeah, it is. It's
crazy.
Quick and scary. But that's, I mean, in the restaurant world, that's how they do it. I mean, I don't know why. That's really par for the course and pretty standard.
It is. And maybe because you don't want anybody going postal or getting super angry and you know, stealing all the food or whatever. I don't know. Meanwhile, Amazon continues to remain one of the most trusted small business brands available. Small to medium sized businesses they serve.
They're opening up here in Denver, adding 10,000
jobs with a new resource center here, according to the
right. And so here you have one brand can't do it, and another one adding 10,000 new positions. And you know, we're trying to get a grip on what the economy is doing. Do we have confidence? Do we not have confidence? I think the answer is. Read your Facebook post.
You read your Facebook post. That's exactly right.
I was saying to Eric, you know, you hear these stories, you read these stories on Facebook, right? And whatever they say, I can't even think of it now, but it's a little sensational. And I said to Eric, when I see it and I think, and then I have a little gut check and go, well, you know what? It's probably not true. It's probably not true. And then another day later, you read the opposite of it. And I think, oh, see? Oh, wait, no, that's probably not true either.
Yeah.
And so Facebook is not where I'm going for my news to have my opinion swayed to.
Well, and especially now I've seen several of my friends are going, bring back the puppies, please.
Well, yeah, you've got both sides though.
Yeah.
Do you now go in silence and just post puppies and are ignorant to what the world is doing?
That's it. I'm ignorant.
Right.
Let me go back and tell you a little something about Amazon and what's going on. There's a business networking site called Alignable that released another installment of its small to medium-sized business, or SMB, vendor trust rankings. And I found this very interesting. At the top of the there's the 10 most trusted, and then there's the 10 least trusted brands out there. So Amazon's number one. Can you think of who else might be trusted?
I'm sure, but you've got the list in front of you, so help me out.
There's WordPress, that's your website company.
All right.
Google.
Okay.
MailChimp, Authorize.net, that's where you the gateway to your online transactions. Instagram made it.
They're now doing live video over there.
Yep. FedEx, Square, and PayPal made it. And number 10, LinkedIn. LinkedIn made it to the most trusted, the number 10 of the most trusted list of small business brands.
Interesting.
Now,
they're not really retailers either.
The least trusted. No, but they're a business brand.
Okay, yes.
They service small to medium-sized businesses.
Yes.
Least trusted, get this, Angie's List, number 10.
Really?
Number 9, Groupon.
Oh.
8, Comcast. 10, Thumbtack. Where do you go if you want somebody to help you? Thumbtack.
Least trusted. Right? Those are supposed to be, we trust them.
We're not done. ShipStation, Craigslist for hiring, Yellow Pages, YP.com, Yext, I don't know what that is, Web.com, and the number one least trusted brand in America, Yelp. The one we're supposed to trust for the reviews and the insights.
Least trusted.
Right.
Interesting. Well, we better be careful.
We got here as quickly as we could.
Well, no, we have a review site.
You see,
there are two review sites on that list.
There are four review sites on this list, and that's the point. We got here as quickly as we could.
Can't even trust the review sites anymore.
Go to experiencepros.com right now. Check out the directory. You can trust the people. We got 16-step vetting process. Does it mean it's perfect? Of course not. But it's one place that you will never, ever find a complaint. Why? Because you know what? If you want a complaint, go to Yelp. Go to Google. Go to Angie's List. You can complain there all you want. If you want to have positive business talk, check out experiencepros.com. We invite you. We're going to take a quick break at the in just a moment. The good news is we will be back. Please do business with the people who do business with the pros. People who advertise on this station and then stations around the country are the ones who keep us on the air. Back after these messages.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, Don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
We will interact with you live on the show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right. One of the ways that we love to do that is by introducing you to people that we know, trust, and can totally get behind, and one of those or two of those people are Michael Wallace and Bruce Paterka of Peak Advisors. They're a couple of great guys who truly can help you grow your business. They're QuickBooks certified QuickBooks professionals, and they make QuickBooks work for you and your small business. What's more, they're both CFOs, so they are chief financial officers. They know what they're doing, right?
Absolutely. And you, if you don't have one, they are so handy.
Oh my goodness, absolutely. You know you've got QuickBooks. Most of you are driving around going, gosh, I wish I could get more profitability out of my QuickBooks software. You can, and Michael and Bruce can help you know how to do that. We were blown away when they saw how they teach their clients to make their businesses just that, more profitable. Here's the news flash. Remember, the IRS changed its rules for 1099s. Those forms for all business owners need to fill out for vendors and subcontractors paid more than $600. Those reports are due tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
It is. January 31st is the deadline. That's 28 days sooner than last year. And we've been talking to about this for a month at least. Gosh, guys, you got to get in on this right away. Michael and Bruce can still show you. There's still time to show you how to make those the turning in of those reports much, much easier, much faster. Go right now to peak2017.com. That's peak2017.com. Or give them a call at 303-801-4772. 303-801-4772, peak2017.com. Tell them Angel and Eric sent you. It's, it's go time. If you're one of those people who put that off to the last minute, here you are.
Call them. Call them. They'll help you out. That's peak2017.com exactly right. Is the website. No matter where you are in the country, they can help you. January 31st, that deadline came fast. It's already the end of the month. Can you believe it?
No, I can't believe it, but I believe it.
But you believe it? Do you feel it? Are you feeling it? All right, well, maybe you need a few new tech accessories to help you like stay on top of things.
Tech accessories? I love tech, but they're expensive.
Well, no. How about this one? Under $50. Is that all right?
Can you spare? Yeah, but what kind of tech accessories am I going to get for $50?
Well, there's many, many options. I'm so glad you asked.
Show me what you got.
Well, all right. So I don't know anything about any of this stuff. Businessinsider.com says these are the best tech accessories for under $50. Of course, it starts with a flash drive. Oh, and I'm thinking, well, that's of course it's under $50.
A USB thumb drive?
Right? Yeah. They're not. I mean, they're like $8 or something like that, right?
Depends on how many you get. The one they're talking about is the SanDisk Ultra CZ 4864 gigabyte USB.
Oh, with the one with the gigabyte.
Gigs. Yeah, well, 64 of them.
It's gigawatts.
No.
I saw that movie.
I did too. It was an American, wasn't it? The American Gigawatt. No, it was. It's 64 gigabytes. It's like an old. It's a hard drive.
All right, well, it's $16. Available at Amazon.
There you go.
64 gigabytes of storage, enough to hold thousands of pictures, songs, documents, or hours of HD footage, also capable of transferring data at USB 3.0 speed. So they say getting stuff onto and off the drive will be snappier than using one of the older flash drives.
So if you're talking about carrying a lot of information and whatnot, how about a small local backup? The G Technology G Drive Slim Ultra Slim USB external hard drive. It's got half a terabyte. That's 500 gigabytes.
My daughter has one that is a terabyte.
I have one as well.
Right? And she, all her movies are on it, all of her pictures. And we were showing, my in-laws were over for the weekend talking about how much, you know, needing a backup hard drive.
Yeah.
And Jay brings out, my husband brings out his little external hard drive. And she was shocked, my mother-in-law, at how petite it was. Yeah. And she's like, I thought it was going to be this big monster of a thing.
They're not much bigger than a cell phone now.
No, it slides right into your purse, into your bag. Now, they say the 500 gigabytes should be more than enough to back up the average person's photos, documents, music, and movies. My daughter, on the other hand, has the bigger one.
She's an overachiever, and it's true. We're trying to keep it under $50, so go with the 500 gigabyte. It's about $80 for the terabyte. How about a USB hub with micro and regular SD card readers? So you've got your USB ports. There's three ports that you can plug three different USB tools into so that it fits into one port on your computer. But it's also got a card reader for, like, cameras. Use the SD or the micro SD slots,
sure.
Right?
Do you remember when phones used to have those?
I do. Yeah. I do. I don't think they're out there anymore.
So I was thinking this morning, Eric, of some of the changes that have kind of occurred in our lifetime and how far we've come. Like, I remember getting a VCR in my household, right? And now how many transitions...
Do you remember how much your parents paid for that VCR?
I don't, but I just many transitions of, you know, then the CD player has come along, and now, I mean, now we're on demand, and we watch them on our mobile devices, right? And I remember getting our microwave. Yeah. I was just thinking about all these different things, you know, getting the first, like, box, like, portable phone that, you know, that we all now carry, yeah, right? And many transitions later.
My dad, your dad, both Navy folks who have been on ships, your husband also, on ships out there. My dad was on a destroyer. And, you know, back then the sonar was kind of like Mr. Limpet.
Right?
Now the ship is invisible. It's a stealth ship.
Do you remember having a box TV, like it was a piece of furniture?
Up until a couple of years ago.
Right? Like, not that long ago. Like, we are not that old.
Right.
We have children. We don't even have grandchildren. And how far, like, it took in our lifetime or our parents' lifetime and technology's lifetime to get to this phase.
Yeah.
And then blew that out of the water within a few years.
You know, Betty White, bless her heart, she's still kicking. And she's seen the birth of modern aviation. She's, I'm pretty sure, went from horse and buggy to cars.
Self-driving cars.
Yeah.
Although I am a little concerned about the self-driving cars.
Are you?
Have you seen the sign on the highway?
No.
Yeah, coming in on the local highway has a big sign, a highway sign, that says, do not run your cars unattended. And I'm thinking, is this a problem on the highway?
She's talking about puffing.
I know, but it's on the highway.
Oh,
it's on the highway. It made me think about self-driving cars.
Back to tech accessories under $50. We just talked about the TV. Well, now that you've got a flat-screen TV, you need a flat-screen antenna. And they're really making them. They're literally not much more. There's a one called a Leaf.
And we don't have the rabbit ears anymore.
No rabbit ears anymore.
But rabbit ears, we were still using rabbit ears.
This is a waste that goes on your wall or on your window.
We actually had to go and buy an antenna for our house to watch local channels.
I showed my son that that all you need is an antenna and that it's in the air, and he's like, "What?
What?
Where's the cable? You don't need cable. What?
What? An antenna? Right? They will never know.
They never will.
Remote controls. Do you remember getting a remote control for your TV?
Our phones had cords. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages in the bottom of the hour news. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
The baby is just so beautiful.
Mom, this baby is a toddler now. Sammy's into absolutely everything. We've been working on childproofing. That's why we called Budget Blinds to come put in motorized blinds and shades.
Those beautiful new window treatments are motorized?
Yeah, you just use this remote. See?
Oh, that is so great. But what does it have to do with baby-proofing?
No cords. Nothing for Sammy to grab hold of.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's more of a necessity than a luxury when you have kids.
My grandson is beautiful. My daughter is brilliant. And now I need Budget Blinds to come to my house right away.
Budget Blinds helps you childproof your home with the luxury of cordless motorized window coverings. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, the more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769.
That's 855-325-1769.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. You know, do you feel sometimes like we're in the business of talking to people, right? And oftentimes when we talk to each other or we say something out there, you get this blank look. Is that what you heard?
Yeah, my husband would say this to me all the time. You know, I'd repeat something, I'd say something I heard from him, and he'd look at me, Angel, is that what you heard?
We're communications experts, aren't we?
Right, we should be really good at this, and especially in the workplace, but we know you're not.
Why are you looking at me like that?
So we brought in our expert guest, Dr. Polson. He's the founder and president of Clarity Compass Consulting. He teaches managers and executive-level personnel at professional developmental workshops for Fortune 500 companies such as General Electric, Xerox, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Microsoft, Amazon, all of the big guys. He's developed a fantastic step-by-step approach for executives and managers to settle disputes and to handle those communication roadblocks. The book is called The Clarity Compass, helps leaders get to the next level in their careers. Welcome, Dr. Britt Polson, to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thanks so much, Eric and Angel. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it is fantastic. I'd like you to help me, if you would, please. Why doesn't Angel understand a word I say? Go.
All right. Well, the top 10 challenges with Angel are...
You just earned yourself another trip back to the Experience Pros show. You know, sometimes it does seem like that, though. I mean, we've talked to each other. We've worked with each other for 15 years, and sometimes... She just cocks her head and looks at me like the lights are on, but there is no one home.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the question because it's why is she not understanding me?
Uh-oh.
I'm jumping right in here with it, Eric. So just even that question itself represents kind of the orientation.
Here comes the 2x4.
Oh, you know, here it is. You get ready? Yeah, because there's something there around it is... I want to make the question, is Angel feeling understood by me?
Oh. That was not the question he's asking at all.
That's why you got a PhD in BS, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. But actually, I think it's really telling, because it's not just you, Eric. Anytime I have a volunteer when I'm doing trainings, it's the same kind of things that we see. It's, why aren't people listening to me? Why aren't people listening to me? And then why am I not getting the results that I'm wanting to get? So one of the things I work with people on is, okay, let me see, how can I get Angel to feel like I'm really understanding what she's saying? How can I paraphrase? How can I ask her questions that really indicate that I and show the genuine interest I have so that I've understood her completely?
Right.
And then once the other person is understood, it creates a new opening for them to really understand what we're talking about.
You know, I think a lot of times in the workplace, unfortunately, Dr. Paulson, is we've gone so far in feeling like we're not communicating that by the time we come to the boss or it gets up to the manager, probably we've said some things. Maybe it's far worse than just she doesn't understand me and I can't get her to understand me. Now we've crossed over to being rude to each other. If we've done that in the workplace, Dr. Paulson, can we salvage that?
It's a great question. It just came up with a client session yesterday where we're working with a guy who won't say anything because they're trying to work it out, trying to hold it back, and then they just blow.
Mm-hmm. That would be me. My husband used to call me the volcano. He's like, all of a sudden you just erupt us from nowhere. Didn't even see it coming.
Take this moment to interrupt and say, I am not her husband, but I would never call you anything such like that, but I might have giggled.
Seen some of that on the show. Yeah.
I might have giggled at that one once or twice.
Yeah, so I think the first thing we can do is really own our behavior.
Yeah.
Is rather than sweep it under the rug, is just say, you know what, I just blew there. And to show the maturity, responsibility to say, you know, I just crossed the line. And even if it's not even that egregious, I've had a number of clients, a week and a half ago, a guy said, hey, you know, I just told people I was frustrated, I'm going to put it aside. And actually, it shifted how I behaved in the rest of the meeting. So if I own my poor behavior, acknowledge what's happening for me, put it aside, and then share our good intentions. It's one of the things I talk about in the Clarity Compass is intentions are a critical piece, and getting clear on that and stating them clearly is helpful.
You know, I want to talk about the Clarity Compass a little bit, but I got a follow-up question to this because here's another thing. We can own our behavior. We can declare our intentions. We can say we're sorry. But if
again.
We go back and do it again and then again and again, are you starting to see the dysfunction, the fun in the dysfunction of this relationship?
Yeah, I like the fun and the dysfunction.
I need to lay down for a minute. But you know, how do you move on from that and not just declare your intention but follow through?
Yeah. There's two pieces of that. One is in the book I talk about here and now conversations, and that's a great example of a here and now conversation, either for the other person or for yourself, is there's some acknowledgement of I've had this conversation over and over again. In fact, I just got out of a meeting 10 minutes ago where it's one of the things I was working on with folks because they've petitioned the board to have these new hires, and they're having the same thing and being promised over and over again. The next conversation is some here and now conversation, which is acknowledging what's happening in the interaction itself, which is, you know, we're making requests and you're saying that something's in the work or you have a hiring plan, but then no action's taken. So actually, just naming the behavior is that you're saying it's going to be different, but it's not. So that's, in a sense, that the new behavior we're addressing is that nothing is changing. Is that tracking in there in terms of one is the conversation about the behavior itself, but then the next behavior is the pattern that's not changing.
Right, right.
And so you're having really two conversations
exactly.
At once, but hopefully in a manner that the other person can recognize. Look, I'm not here attacking you, but we've kind of been here
yeah.
Already.
Great. Yeah. So there is where the intentions is my intention is in whatever language would be great for you is. And my intention is to maintain the relationship or be productive or be supportive, you know, and I need in service of that, I need to acknowledge that we have a pattern here of apologies. But then nothing's changing. And that concerns me in either in our relationship or being productive, whatever the primary intention is.
Dr. Paulson, I think I'd like to promote you to resident psychologist here at the Experience Pros Radio Show. Just come on every other month and see if you can fix what's wrong.
All right. It'll be the Eric and Angel and Brit Show.
There we go.
I love it.
Once every 60 days is going to be necessary, I'm telling you. Love what you're doing. Tell us a little bit about your book and the Clarity Compass in general.
At the simplest level, with the compass is made of two polarities, kind of a north-south polarity, where you start off with the North Star, which is what are the intentions that I have for this interaction, this situation. And as I get clear on that, then my actions become more powerful, more effective. And then in that, the east-west polarity is facts versus stories. And so one of the things that we see is that people treat their stories as if they're fact. They're hard facts. It's like, you are the volcano. That's who you are. It's a fact. You blow up. But no, that's a story I have about a series of behaviors that I've seen. So separating out what is truly a fact that we can observably see and even agree on versus the stories we're making up about those facts. The more we hold our stories lightly, the greater the likelihood we're going to connect.
But the more I make up stuff, the better the story gets.
that's the truth. And mostly we're talking about business or interpersonal situations, but I think even the challenge the country is in right now is that we're spinning our stories together with the groups that are have similar thinking, and we start to make up stuff, and we just reinforce, and it just increases the polarity as a country, as a couple, and even in business.
That makes you the most relevant guest that we've had on all day. Wow.
Well, thank you. I was trying to squeeze it in there.
You did it with class and dignity, and we're grateful for you. Give us some contact information for where we get your book and maybe follow up with you as well.
Oh, great. www.claritycompassbook.com. Claritycompassbook.com.
All right. Well, there it is. What a great interview.
Yeah, this was super fun. Well, of course, you kind of hit a spot for us, which is our communication. So, yeah, Bert, we'd love to have you back. We'll share, connect with you on doing that. Make sure you check out the book, follow it, and follow Dr. Bert Polson as well. Thanks so much for being with us today.
All right, folks, we're going to get right to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll wrap this whole thing up, put a bow on it. That's the way we do it here at Experience Pros. Welcome to the new time slot for our broadcast. Grateful for you to be along with us on your drive home. Oh, my goodness. Do business with the people who do business with the pros. That's what you really need to do. Any of those people that you see or hear advertising on this broadcast, you know that we trust them. You can too. Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hey, Stray Cats, are you ready to make your first $1 million?
Ooh, always.
Right. Well, we've got the goods for you. That's in fact, because I saw an article on entrepreneur.com that says the 5 stages startups need to go through in order to make that first $1 million. So let's find out what stage of business your startup is in. Jeremy Ellens is the contributor who put this all together. He's the co-founder of Yozamo. And he says, we all want our startup businesses to hit that coveted $1 million per year in revenue. Unfortunately, the truth is only 4% of us have ever make it to that goal.
You know, I actually work with some different business coaches around town, and some of the statistics are around small business success and how long it takes or how few of businesses even hit the six-figure mark, right? Is it also in that 6% level?
6%.
Right? And so, but here's the thing. Even a six-figure business, it's not cutting it, right? I mean, you think about your expenses and overhead and inventory and employees.
We started the broadcast today saying that if you're making $150,000, a good percent, like one out of every five, has zero in their bank account to prove it.
Right? Yeah, they haven't saved $1,000. A $400 expense will throw them into a financial crisis. And so, you know, the whole goal, I mean, we have to remember, you know, there's a phase where you probably are doing some beta testing. Maybe you're growing, so everything you're bringing in is going back into reinvesting into the company. But, you know, when we think about $1 million, do you remember when we were kids and they just invented the remote control?
Oh, yeah, sure.
$1 million.
Now the guy who makes little plastic things that go on the top of your coffee cup that doesn't spill is making $1 million one half of a cent at a time. All right, so here's the stages. There are 5 stages that your startup needs to go through in order to hit that $1 million in sales. And it's part of it is the process. Part of it is the understanding that comes with it. The first one, searching for the product market fit. Your goal at this stage should be finding the product market fit. You're going to be excited at this point. You're probably going to be scared. You've jumped into, you know, out of your day job and into your new business. and you're probably going to fake it till you make it.
Right. This is where you're selling it to your friends and family.
Yep.
Right. You haven't really established a true customer base yet. This is where we see a lot of multi-level marketing businesses. You know,
right.
you open that up, you sell it to your friends and family, and you
focus
don't really
on
get
low hanging fruit.
Yeah, and you don't get beyond that. But you've got it. That's a stage. It is a stage. It's a valuable stage. It's where you get you kind of cut your teeth on. And practice and figure out who you are and what you're doing. But you want to quickly move from that stage into the full-time business, making a small reputation for yourself. You're getting results. More importantly, you're getting customers who are outside of that initial friends and family
That's
circle.
That's exactly right. You'll notice something, though. As your expenses and your reputation increase, so too will your expenses and your reputation. I mean, it's one of those things. We talked about how in order to grow the business, you have to spend. Our CPA always comes and brings such joy in our office. And we're like, how is it that we're spending so much money? And he says, well, the good news is you have the money to spend.
Yes.
The bad news is you don't have any money left over.
Yeah, and you're spending all that money.
Right.
Stage three, you are taking that now into a scalable business model.
Now you're talking, mama.
Right? And so now you're actually going to make major effort to shift from a referral basis to a predictable and scalable source of leads and sales. We all talk about word-of-mouth referrals, word-of-mouth marketing, but we know it's not sustainable.
Right?
At some point, you are going to have to jump into that scalable source of leads and sales, doing some advertising.
Absolutely. And you need to spend 70% of your time on sales-generating activities and set up some basic tracking systems to manage those sales and the team around you in your new scalable business model.
Right. And now you've kind of grown up, right? You
yep.
got your sea legs under you.
Uh-huh.
Right? You're moving into stage four towards your million-dollar business
and
idea.
If you don't do this, you will panic.
This is an struggle because you cannot, in many cases, you're still wearing most of the hats.
That's right.
Right? You're chief cook and bottle washer in this stage. By stage four, you need to have systems and infrastructure for growth. So this is where all the processes, you get it out of your head and into a system.
That's right.
Because you probably are still memorizing every customer you have.
It's all in your head. And I'll tell you, I'll make a prediction. I'll bet you don't get past $350,000 until you get this nailed down.
That is true.
If you get to, I'll be honest with you, $350,000 is not all that hard to get to. But when you get there, you'll go no further until you've developed systems and processes, the infrastructure designed for growth.
Right. And at that stage, you're focused on creating job descriptions, standard operating procedures, key performance indicators for each role. This is where you start to hire and increase your capacity.
It's all about the people now.
Yes.
Your systems,
not just
process,
you.
You got the system, you got the process, you got a product, you got everything down. But now you got to scale your team and the systems that go with that.
That's stage five.
Mm-hmm.
In stage five, your growth is limited by your technology and your people. Cash flow is still a stressor, right? Because you're making expensive hires. You're investing in technology and the infrastructure to grow. But once you've got all of that in place, your stress likely will be reduced.
Absolutely. Good stuff here. And I think I'm going to post this article to our Facebook wall because it's a solid guideline for the life cycle of a business. And I think it's spot on.
It is. It's pretty exciting when you hire that first person, and then you start to see a team of people in your head, a team of people doing what you're doing, right? Getting to a place where you can actually be removed from the daily operations in the business is right about the place where you're getting ready to see more zeros in the bottom line.
More zeros. And by the way, from 350,000 to a million, it is not that far. It really isn't. One, because it's that dialing in of those systems and processes and then scalability through the growth of your employees that will bring it up, and it happens, it flashes.
I'm just going to take your word for it on that one.
Malcolm Gladwell, The Turning Point. Go take a look. It's all written down there for you. All right, well, wow, time flies when you're having fun, and we have had more fun than we probably should here today. We made it through our first...
The afternoon. That was not nearly as hard as our first morning.
No, and I only said good morning once, which is interesting to me. I will try not to say that again. But we will be back again tomorrow afternoon to do this all over again for you.
Check out the fan bragging contest going on right now at experiencepros.com. Vote for your favorite businesses and help them win best in their category.
And if you're a business owner, and we know that you are because you listen to this show, sign up your business no matter where you are in the country. We've got a directory listing for you. We'll give you the first 30 days for free. It's remarkable what this engine can do for your local SEO. That's the truth. On behalf of Chad, our producer, and Angel, myself, and Mark, our videographer, all the people that make the Experience Pros radio show happen every single day, we want to say thank you for tuning in to this, the most positive business talk show in America. Go have a great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to
the opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.